because, yeah, BSD, you know, you got free BSD, which is kind of the open source Unix. I think Polaris, I think, was another version of it. But, you know, but that makes sense. Hey, Unix, Linux, my Unix box or my Linux box, other than updating the software, I don't have to do much. I do use a graphical user interface on it, but I also know how to do a command line, which I'm pretty sure if you were operating with DOS today, you had to go back to command line and tell it, you know, hey, this is what you need to do. Go look over here for this. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, where Linux is not very widely used, and I go to DistroWatch, you know, and look at, you know, see what upgrades and different versions that are out there, but I've run different versions of it, or distros, over the years. I started experimenting it with back in the 1990s when you had Red Hat and Zeus and Mandrake, where you could buy them off the shelf at Best Buy. And, you know, it's really kind of tearing into it and trying to do something different, because I didn't like Windows and I absolutely hated anything to do with Apple. So I wanted to go a different way. There you have it. Over to you, Mike. Katie, anyway. In the group.